Yes, was. Let
Good.
me
Good, good.
just yeah. Namaste. Let me just switch on light. It's been long time. Okay. Yes. Okay.
Good, good. Good to see you.
Good to see you. Good to see you.
You're in England still, yes?
Yes, I'm in still in London.
Good, good. London. Good, good. Very good. That is all working out nice.
It's I took a break, right? I'm not attending the calls, so I give myself some time to sink in whatever being heard, whatever being read. So yeah, some changes are happening. Like my life becomes much simpler nowadays.
Good, good.
Okay. So I could say for your question, I think it is going good.
Good, good.
And you changed a bit, John. Glasses, bed.
Oh yeah. It's a little bit, yeah. The glasses were because my contacts, the lady said I needed more oxygen. So she said I should get glasses, and I picked these glasses. I was like, wow, I like these glasses. So now I actually wear the glasses more than the contacts, which is a little bit crazy because I had wanted the contacts so badly. But now I'm like, yeah, glasses, I like. So, and the beard thing is just kind of a, I don't know, it just happened. Well, just
That's good.
spontaneous happenings, growth on the face, glasses on the face. So.
Nice look, you know. That, yeah. How is Connor?
Connor is, yeah, he's having a lot of
Teenager?
issues. He's
Okay.
having a lot of issues. I don't want to discuss it too much here because it's like on the public forum and everything. And he's, but he is, yeah, he's having issues. So, hello, hello, Trish.
Hi, how are you
Oh,
doing?
good, good.
Trish. Hi. I hope you remember me. Tommy.
You look different too, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. You do look different.
Had
Yeah.
different hair, for some kind of different hair. Thank you.
Yeah. I remember this voice, but I couldn't recall the name.
Oh, that's Keith.
Keith,
Oh, yeah.
hey,
Yeah,
Keith,
it says
owner,
owner, but
owner.
I'm gonna rename you to Keith if you don't
Yeah,
mind, because
yeah.
it's hard to look
Owner.
Yeah.
Shamed when I'm with that label.
Owning nothing, holding everything, but owning nothing.
Yeah.
Owning nothing means no doership. Holding
Holding.
everything, holding means is that you just being aware.
Holding everything is you're just here, just this sense of I without anything. And owning nothing is mine. There's no me, mine, or I. Like when you were a
No.
baby, basically, you were born realized, like because you had no awareness of your own self as anything separate, and you just remained with your selfless self. Throughout your whole babyship, you remained with your selfless self. It wasn't until the thought came, this is my mom and this is me, that the thought of separation even occurred to you to say, I am something and this is something. I am somebody else. Before that, you were just selfless self. And as you know yourself in a real sense, you'll once again be in that same like baby-like state of knowing nothing because there's no one there that feels that they're separate from anything else. This is very actually compacting this. This is it. Like you were born realized. And that's why Maharaj says you were already realized because you are. And then you start to get the concept of duality and I'm separate because here's mom and here's me. And then I'm communicating and I learn a language to communicate with others. But when you first come into the world, you're the selfless self, pure, absolute. You're still having a body. Okay, you're using a body, but you're still the selfless self. And then the concept starts to come, I'm separate. Then all these other concepts pile on. Then spirituality erases these concepts so that you can be back to that same, I'm just selfless self. And there is no separation and there is no me and something else. Because I have no knowledge of my own self as something separate. And just die. Can't have mother, father, brother, sister, boss. Can't have any of these because you're formless. Until you have the concept, I'm somebody else and these are other somethings. And still you're formless. It's just the concept of duality has impressed on you.
So we end up feeling that way.
Yeah. Well, as a baby, you're a saint. You're realized, basically. You go about, you know, you see the baby moves across the floor and all this kind of stuff, bumps into things, does this, does that. When it feels the body is hungry, there's crying because that's a spontaneous action in the moment. And then there's a, here's mom. Here's me. I'm separate. This is my mother. And this is the concept. Now the realization starts to be cloudy because there's mother and there's me. And now there's a sense of doership because I cry, mom brings food. Well, when I cried before, mom brought food, but now the thought comes, when I cry, mom brings food. So I need to cry to make the food come. Well,
conditioning started.
Exactly. Previously, you were crying and food was coming, but there was no, I need to cry. I need to do something. I need to make this happen. I need to make mom move to feed me.
That means our natural body demands and the experiences started impressing the separation.
Because it was, yes, because I am somebody else. I have needs. I have wants. But think about it, before the realization of this is mom and this is me, needs and wants were met. You didn't have to ask for them. They were spontaneously provided and you didn't know, oh, it's time to change me. Oh, it's time to do this. There's a body and it's like, oh, crying, spontaneous reaction in the moment, problem solved. Okay, happy again. But there's no even concept of happiness because there's no concept of unhappiness. Because you don't know yourself as something other. Just I. And then as you slowly pile concepts, you're growing now, this body is aging and growing, and you begin to grow and you begin to experience the world. And now with these concepts of otherness, there are many others and there are things that happen and there are places you go and you see yourself moving about. Because now you've forgotten your true identity and you've identified completely with this body form, with this label of John or Rami and moving about. And mom says, good job, bad job. You cry when you need something, mom comes. You have to go to school, you have to learn things, you have to do this and do that. But in reality, it's all spontaneous actions. And you're never not realized. You had a concept that you weren't realized, which even that concept wasn't there. You just had a concept that I am somebody else, which started the flow of thoughts of this is a world, I'm in a world, I have needs. He disappeared, Rami. I don't know if you meant to do that.
So instead of consulting instead of going to the mountain to learn from a master, we should go to the maternity ward, consult the newborn infant.
Well, I mean, go ahead.
See, newborn, right? Yes, is not having any concepts. See, my earliest memories, if I just go back, my memories goes to a state. Just I was just like observing. If I remember back, like maybe 2 years old, 3 years, I don't know. But before even I know the language, I suddenly started speaking one day. I remember my, so before that, I don't know, like next day waking up, it's just stream of experience, continuous experience, that there was no center. But I don't know that I'm observing or anything. It's just like, you know, you can put some kind of a camera there, and then in front of camera, things happen. Just happening, happening, happening. But if you take a TV, something was recorded and it's playing. You know, something, history is coming and playing. So that is, you can say IR, whatever that. But what you talk sometimes, right? So I feel it's subtler than being that, seeing the things as a camera. So
they're impressions. Like Maharaj says, spirit is very sensitive. What you impress, it reflects. The entire world is a projection on your spontaneous presence. So you, as a small baby, when you say, oh, I'm learning to speak or whatever, these are impressions coming to you. And the desire to speak is coming from the knowledge of I'm something, mom is something. There's a desire to speak because there's a desire created within you of this concept of duality, that there's me and something else. Otherwise, if you remained with your selfless self, there would possibly be speaking, I don't know, but there wouldn't be the concept of an individual speaker and an individual listener. There would just be speaking and listening occurring, as is the reality.
Now, I have doubt here, like, is it like it? Are you sure that it is just like child or even like prior to the birth?
Prior to the birth? The body is born, but the presence is just like a, it's like space. As, okay, again, the space in this room has no knowledge that it is space, has no knowledge that it is even, that it is, but of course it is. And then suddenly clicks with a body, and there's an understanding of there's a world and there's me. And I'm looking around this room, and all the objects within the room I don't understand are me or within me.
That means the moment the body is formed, how smaller it would be, but that's where the separation started. Yes, you know, that is growing and growing and becoming very complex. And
it's like a big weed. Mm-hmm. The life force, the energy is growing this something. And even again, the baby that's born is just moving about and has no knowledge of its own self, your selfless self, pure. Until then, there starts to be this concept of a duality of me and mom, usually me and mom, maybe me and dad, I don't know. But usually the first person that you identify as something separate, the concept of duality is impressed. Now the formlessness believes itself to be a form and believes there are other forms. And in this is the start of the concepts that slowly accumulate.
That's so spirit clicking with body. Some way.
Well, we say spirit clicking with body, and you say I, but this I is a no knowing. And then this knowledge of your own existence comes about as something separate. You exist, but you don't exist as anything. And the small child, the small baby, moves around on the floor, not understanding I exist, not understanding anything other than just, I mean, you can watch videos and stuff of babies and things, and it's just, there's no knowledge there. This knowledge, this concept of duality is impressed because of the fact that I exist as something.
John, so let's pause it here a bit. So I would like to ask a few more questions.
Okay, okay.
So now let's assume, so now there is no concept. Suppose I'm not thinking about any thought or any concepts, just I'm still. And in that stillness, I realized all the experience is an illusion. So the separatedness, the body, everything, otherness, everything is illusion.
And who is to realize this?
So this realization happens through the mind, but this understanding, I mean, I'm saying all this thing is negated. Suppose for me, I had like 2-3 days back, I was just watching some celebrity couple video. Suddenly I realized, you know, I'm seeing through the concepts, like, you know, their husband and wife means subconsciously somewhere idea of sex. And then I'm recognizing them as male and female, the cultural conditioning of wearing the dress in particular way, all that concepts are playing in the mind. In the, most of them are background, and one or two of them are the conscious foreground. And once those things are separated, right, it was very pure experience. Just two entities are interacting. And again, these two entities are illusioned that, you know, they are related to each other. But they're just two entities, bodies are interacting. See, just realizing, and the concepts are, generally concepts are the things, you know, interpreting the experiences. The moment these concepts are lifted, the experience was altogether different, you know. So that was myself, you know, my cultural conditioning, my personal needs, all these things is my so-called self. When somehow that was lifted, right, that moment, whatever I was seeing on the screen, it's very first time thing. Now, even that, this feeling of seeing with like the freshness of seeing the things, right? If you lift that also, what is that? Like they say, right, you know, be in the moment, be in the present. Even if you transcend the now, what is that state?
Formless.
Is that state?
Formless. What? There was a similar experience as you're speaking a couple of years ago when I was watching my son at the bouncy house, and all these children were running and bouncing, and parents and everything were taking them around. And it clicked, like Maharaj says, these are dead bodies. These are just bodies and formless presence, believing itself to be separate, is playing all of this. Mom and dad are the same formless presence. All the little children, all the formless presence. The family is nothing but a body factory. Man, woman get together, lump of goo is created, boom, baby is born. And continue and continue and continue. Mom sees baby, labels baby, and says, this is my child. Child accepts this identity, and the conceptual identification is impressed. But it's all formless presence. Yeah, what you're speaking of like watching a video, it's the same thing. It's the formless presence. Take presence away from you for even a moment, and it's just a lump of flesh, blood, and bones sitting on that bed. Formless presence. And now it's Rami. It's the power of Rami. In other words, like electricity. Electricity will be the light. It will be the TV. It will be the razor. It will be the toothbrush. It will be the phone. It doesn't take on any of those qualities, but it allows the object that it's flowing through to express those qualities that are natural to that specific object.
And it's manifested. Yeah, it exactly. Is manifested. And maybe it might be just a thought. So this electricity simile you gave, right? Is that electricity in the end, or it is still maybe the one step away from the...
There's no steps because you're formless. And when that clicks, you can look out a window and understand that you're more like sky or space than the body that you believed yourself to be. And that everything is basically within that sky or space. And you have no relation to this world at all and cannot. And therefore this concept of birth and death is thrown out the window, because you're not body, you were not body, you're not going to remain body. You're absolutely formless without the concept of formless. The closest concept of formlessness that we can say while in body-based existence is space or sky. And that's why Maharaj says, if at all you want to compare, compare yourself to space or sky. Every time you ask a question, ask it from the position of space or sky. Sky doesn't know it's sky. Space doesn't know it's space. And it has no relation to world. World blows up right now. Just gone. The whole earth gone. Space is still space. Space is absolutely unaffected of any kind. Even you say, oh, but there's debris floating in it. But space doesn't know there's debris floating in space. The earth could be broken into 100 million pieces, and space is not affected. And this is why Maharaj talks about the space in the ashram and the space in the toilet. If the walls fell down, does the space in the ashram go to heaven and the space in the toilet go to hell? No, it's space. There is no difference. In the body-based existence, there is a difference because of a labeling, because I am something, so therefore you are something. If I'm somebody else, you certainly have to be somebody else because you're separate from me. And then in the body-based existence, I might say, well, if I'm one with Rami, I know Rami's thoughts. Well, no, because again, it's a different expression. The cell phone has no idea what's on TV. Electricity is flowing to cell phone. Electricity is flowing to TV. I mean, nowadays you can watch TV on your cell phone, but you know, your electric razor has no concept of answering the phone.
See, like this oneness you are talking, it does not address the controlling of what's happened, this objective difference, like, you know, like this properties, the difference between each object is their properties. So that thing we can't control, that's fine.
And it's all occurring within your own self. That's the thing. There's no need to differentiate because you're formless. As soon as you truly understand, I am not body, I was not body, I'm not going to remain body, then it clicks that, oh, so if there used to be a mind and I'm formless, then mind is world, basically. Mm-hmm. And this is a thought or an object within that mind.
So, every experience I have is, it's a movement of energy, all the sensations in the body, whatever I know. So, the knowingness occurs when this movement, when there is an awareness of the movement of the energy. So that becomes the experience. Like lot of things are happening in the body, but something becoming an experience when I'm aware of it. Suppose I'm eating something. So there is a movement of energy, and that energy was felt, you know, was in the awareness that was felt, and that became the experience, right?
We don't want to, I mean, it's spontaneous actions that then you're taking credit for doership after the fact. And when we talk about like laying down at sleep, you're formless. You know this because dream is a formless dream. And yet there's no knowing of any kind. Then suddenly the knowledge of existence is there. I exist. and a dream world is created and populated with people and running water and sky and sun and all of these things. Then you wake up and you understand, oh, it was just a dream. But the whole concept of waking up as a person within a dream and saying, I was dreaming, that you are is continuous. There is no dreaming. Waking state and sleep state, deep sleep, all are one and the same. This is why the concept is born. I am somebody who is awake, who is asleep, and who is dreaming.
Yeah. So yes, you know, they look different, at least, you know, the waking dream and sleep states. When these things are seen with respect to mind and body as self, you know, when mind and body as considered as self, and with respect to that, when these states are seen, then the difference is obvious, because in certain states, certain kind of behavior and experience is happening. But what you are seeing is the identity is beyond this thing. Then obviously,
there's no identity. Remember, invisible, anonymous, unidentified identity. Nothing.
Okay.
Just I. I without anything. Remaining with your selfless self, just presence, just I. And everything is appearing on that. And you have no relation to the world or to the body at all. You appear to, but it is not true. Even the baby that is pure selfless self moving about, that does not know itself as anything separate, has no concept of being, I am a body in a world. And when this is impressed, then this concept, I am a body in a world, begins to put the layers of all the other concepts, and you lose yourself because you didn't know yourself. And then suddenly you do. Oh, I know myself as this lump of goo. And as you grow, you see this lump of goo can die. You see people around you. You go to funerals and stuff like that. Oh my God, this is a terrible thing. Like, I can die. And you watch your body growing like a weed, you know, or you bring a houseplant home, you feed it, water it, it keeps growing. This is the same with the body. But for you, you say, oh, I'm getting towards the end of my life and such and such. No. That's why Maharaj says the body is like a rental for a short time. But it's not you. It has nothing to do with you. You are not body. You are not body. You're not going to remain body. Invisible, anonymous, unidentified identity. That you are. The just I, the sense of presence. Just this very, very subtle sense. And that is just kind of the breadcrumb back to your own self. Because this subtle sense of presence, you are aware of.
As you said, this aware, right? Awareness. So,
Don't take words. Remember, throw out all the words, but go ahead. When you say like awareness, it's like, whoa, we catch this excellent spiritual word, awareness.
No. Like, not a spiritual word, not that baggage. So, like, awareness is like to say, like, am I aware or is there awareness? I don't need any spiritual background for that. Just, you know. Pause a bit and just check. Now, this awareness, is there any difference between the space simile you give, the awareness and that space thing, the formlessness?
There needs to be space to have awareness, be aware of something, an object in space. But again, we're dropping back in. Every time we speak about these things, we're dropping back into the body-based existence, which is all illusion. So we can talk and move in all the, that's why I said, oh no, the spiritual work. Cause I know the spiritual community loves the word awareness. Like I am awareness and I am aware of everything. And awareness is forever and all this kind of stuff. But awareness is presence. I exist is the duality. And you're neither aware nor not aware because there's actually nothing to be aware of. The knowledge of existence births all the concepts. There are no concepts. Concepts came along with the body. Such as Maharaj would say, prior to beingness, did you know anything about awareness? Were you aware of your birth? Were you aware that you were going to click with this body in the womb and suddenly make this life force and grow within this lump of goo? You were not.
But, you know, my experiences, awareness is always there. So, as I said previously, there is something to be aware, like the body experience, whatever that. So,
without knowing this, how is there awareness?
Yeah, when the knowingness is there, then it's a confirmation that, you know.
No, see. The sense of existence appeared to that which existed and with no knowledge of the sense of existence.
Yeah, that means it is always there.
Of course. Well, we don't need to label this with awareness or anything else because awareness takes you down a rabbit hole because you're trying to use concepts to explain something that is prior to concepts.
Yeah, the problem is, you know, applying thought to penetrate into that. That's the problem. I agree.
That's why you remain with your selfless self. Just die. Meditation, like Maharaj says, so important. And then you learn, basically, you train yourself to fall back into presence. When the world seems like it's very interesting, okay, I remain with my selfless self. That's why Maharaj says very nicely, be with you always. Always, body-based concept, means all the time. Not like occasionally or when you remember. Be with you always. When the world is asking you to give yourself away, you be with you. No matter how important it may seem, the world is occurring within my own self. How important could it be? I will remain with myself as self. And then just as that baby that has no awareness of itself as anything separate or other, actions and motions are happening. But there's no sense of doership, no sense of impending calamity. As we spoke about crying and food, there's no relation to I cry when there's food. It's just, there's something in the body. It causes a little bit of crying. And now I'm fed. But there's no relation that when I cry, I get food. Because I'm just I. Presence within the body. Scenes appearing and disappearing. I'm not even in the scene.
Yeah.
So if the sky exists, it exists as not other than me.
Sky is within you. It's an appearance within your own selfless self that can be viewed when you have, just like the phone, the body has an expression of I'm seeing. There's sight. So you can see the sky. But knowing yourself in a real sense, seeing won't create a seer. There's just seeing. There won't be a separate sense of a witnesser. That's why Maharaj says, no witnesser, no witness, no experiencer, no experience, nothing.
So not only am I selfless, so is everything that I can imagine. In a sense, it's just a way of saying it. But
well, your quote, imagination is creating and sustaining this world. Appearances. Again, just like the dream. The dream world appears very real. Your imagination is creating and sustaining this world, this form-based existence that is absolutely illusion. It's known it's illusion when you wake up in the morning and say, well, I was dreaming. And now this waking state absolutely is known as illusion when you understand and you know yourself in a real sense. I was not body. I am not body. I'm not going to remain the body. Body is not my identity. The body will age and will eventually deteriorate. I will not. This presence that was in the small baby when you were self-realized and that's in this body form in this moment is one and the same. And truly it's experienced nothing because it's formless. The concept of an experiencer came along with the body, which you are not.
Most of the time, right, this experiencer, it's very cultural and it's product of the reputation of the experiences.
Cultural, but and again, it's you are formless, like space. It's impossible for you to experience, except through conceptual identification with a body form and taking on the sense of doership. And then you could say you're creating the concept of an experiencer. But in reality, you're not experiencing. Space cannot experience. And just like if you were to take, like in a puppet show, and take the puppet on the stage and move the puppet around and he's dancing, you, the one who's making the puppet dance, are not dancing. The electricity is never going to experience itself as the phone. Nor will it ever experience itself as the computer.
So,
it just that is. Means
illusion doesn't have any substance in it.
Oh, well, of course, that's why we call it illusion. And again, that's a body-based concept. You that you are doesn't need to label anything illusion because there's no knowingness, not even knowing of your own self. So what is illusion?